Hey, it's a snow day. You don't have to go to work because it's snowing. I said so. Just if anybody had your jobs, like, why don't you come to work? Say it's snowing in New York City. So the world stops. All the schools are closed. Why do you got to go to work when the schools are closed? If it's too dangerous for kids to go to school, better stay in that house. I ain't going fucking anywhere. It's March 21st. This winter's a motherfucker. But it'll end eventually, I'm sure. Well, last night I saw Red Sparrow. And these Russians, they're tricky people. They're up to no good. Don't if you meet a Russian lady and she's like, "Oh, I want to make sex with you," or some such thing. She might want secrets. That's they're training a whole army of these women and men, and maybe a fella comes up to you, a very handsome Russian man, and he's like, "Oh, I got big Russian cock." Watch out. They might try to pass themselves off as "Oh, I'm from Chechnya," or some shit. Listen to that accent, because they're coming for our secrets. We're still in that Cold War. It's still going. I think that's how they stole our election. I'm not so sure Jennifer Lawrence herself isn't a Russian spy. I mean, where else to hide but in plain sight? Wouldn't that be perfect? She did that accent really good. It's funny because we saw Death of Stalin, which is a very funny movie, and that takes place in Russia, and nobody does the accents because they're just like, "Okay, we're going to do this in English, and why are we going to put on?" It's kind of crazy to have the, but they don't do. In Red Sparrow, they just all speak English and then and don't and do the accent, which is also kind of fun because some people do it more than others. Jacqueline pointed out Jeremy Irons barely did it, but I don't think Jeremy Irons for like a supporting role. Is he going to bother with the accent? I don't think he reads the script. I think he just shows up to the set. It's like, what am I doing? All right, I'm Jeremy fucking Irons. I can do that. It's all right, movie. If you got it's okay. It was fun. Yeah, if. It was what you would think it would be. If you like saw the trailer and was like, "Oh, I want to see that," then you want to see it. It's not. I can't. What would I? I would give it a sideways thumb, sort of pointing up. It'd be mostly sideways, slightly up. If you're paying money to see it. If you're sneak, say you went to go, you went to go see another, say you go to see Black Panther, and you're like, "I got some time. I want to see another movie. I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna hop into this Red Sparrow." It's worth it. It's worth stealing. I don't know if it's worth $16, which is what it costs at a movie theater in New York City. $16 to $17. The Regal's like $17.50 and AMC $16.50, something like that. I don't care. Movie pass, motherfucker. What's going on in the news? I saw a news alert that the Austin bomber blew himself up, and he is dead. And he was a suburban kid that wasn't a kid, he was 24, but a younger person. We don't know what his motives were. It's very fucking weird. Like, I'm going to assume mental illness. And then he's white, so we call that a mentally ill lone wolf. That's the but the ashes of Professor Stephen Hawking will be interred. I don't know what that means. Next, I mean, I feel like I know what it means, but I've never heard the word interred. INTE. Okay, well, anyway, they'll be next to the graves of Sir Isaac Newton and Charles Darwin at Westminster Abbey. And Stephen Hawking, of course, didn't believe in any afterlife or God, being the smartest person in the world, and would probably not give a shit where his ashes were, or that there were ashes. I say, don't even, just leave me wherever I am. Someone will take care of it. I would implore upon this is my living will right now on this podcast, episode 381, March 21st, 2018. I, Chris Laker of Sound Mind, I'm telling my whoever is in charge of my dead body, don't pick it up. Leave it at the morgue or wherever it is. Eventually, it'll get chucked out into the garbage. Why are you paying for it? Say, do what you want with it. Not it. I don't need a dead body. What the fuck am I going to do with it? It's a dead body. And then they'll be like, fuck. Everybody always takes it. Well, no, not everybody always takes it. They got plenty. They'll throw me in the homeless pile. I'm fine with that. I'm a man of the people. My corpse can go in that pile. And then, probably then throw you in a fire. Done. You just saved thousands of dollars. Family members who are still alive, congrats. So Stephen Hawking's with those people. His ashes, anyway. More bombing news. Mark Zuckerberg will reportedly make a statement on the data breach scandal within 24 hours. Whatever he says, my prediction, it's gonna be bullshit. And he won't make eye contact. He'll just be kind of looking away, saying, "I don't know. We're gonna put more safeguards in place." I want to delete Facebook. If I see one more fucking conspiracy theory, one of the kids from Parkland is a crisis actor meme. Who the fuck are? I swear, if you know somebody who thinks that those kids are crisis actors, I think it's legitimate to suggest to those people that they might want to consider suicide. They might like want to look into it. Just like Google it, look at the benefits, weigh out the pros and cons, because you're really kind of dragging down. You're fucking with the curve. Because you're, I mean, that's how much of a piece of shit you are. But WhatsApp co-founder joins call to delete Facebook as fallout intensifies. I've never used WhatsApp for fucking anything. I know a lot of people are on it. I don't understand it's like you need your phone number. I need your phone number so I can WhatsApp you. Then why don't I text you? I guess because you have an Android phone. Jesus fucking Christ, get your shit together. Just get an iPhone like a regular person so we can iMessage. Gonna WhatsApp you? Is that even encrypted? It's not even like what drug dealers use. They have to use Signal or whatever that is. It's for drug dealers and people who work in the White House. Signal. It's all Zuckerberg shit. Do one more story and then Amazon looking to buy abandoned Toys R Us storefronts. Those motherfuckers. Amazon, you f bastards. You push Toys R Us out of business and then you're like, hey, since you ain't using that store, Maybe we'll go in there. Maybe we'll sell some fucking toys in there. We'll call it Amazon Toys. Who gives a fuck? You fucking... Actually, I read somewhere that Toys R Us was actually... Mismanagement wasn't Amazon. I don't know. You can't sell toys. You got a fucking problem. Kids really enjoy them. One of the news things were like, oh, kids don't even like toys anymore. It's all... They just want apps. They just want a iPad with apps on it. That makes sense, I guess. But they don't want to physically... Yeah, who needs a... If I had an iPad as a kid, I probably wouldn't give a fuck about a Transformer. She said, you have this car that turns into a robot or an iPad. iPad's going to win. All right. Yeah, Burlington, Vermont, Friday. Ithaca, Saturday with Birbiglia. Should be good. Not should be, it will be. It'll be great. So there might be tickets. Go to the shows. Stay warm. Stay out of the snow. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.